Archers for the week 6 to 11 November 2005.
Linda's saying goodbye to the past.
Do you want a hand, Linda?
Oh, Ruth. Oh, well, no, thank you. You've got your own recycling to do.
Only these few. And the kids like doing the bottles. You've been having a good clear out.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg, I can assure you.
More like the fringe of the rainforest.
Oh.
Careful.
Thank you.
This is all to do with the cat and fiddle.
There's no point in keeping it.
But surely...
I've kept copies of all the grant forms we filled in, obviously. And my correspondence. Might come in useful one day.
Of course. I'm sure there'll be some other project.
Yes, well, that'll be for someone else to take on.
But surely now you know your way around the grant system.
That's just it. All that effort, all that time, all that public money, all for nothing.
You mustn't look at it like that.
Well, how else can I look at it?
I know it's difficult. You work so hard.
And still didn't manage to save it. Not in the way we all wanted.
It's not your fault Watson's went behind your back.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yes, so am I.
Still, at least you've got something to take your mind off it.
Oh?
The Christmas show. That's usually the next project after Bonfire Night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I didn't see you at the bonfire last night.
No, we stayed in. We watched the fireworks from the window.
Great, weren't they?
Spectacular.
Yeah. So what are we doing this year? Jennifer said something about Snow White.
Well, I don't know what everyone else will be doing. What I do know is that I shan't be involved.
But...
No, Robert's already tried. I just feel so drained by the cat and fiddle experience. I've simply got nothing left to give.
Linda...
It's as if all my energy's been sucked out of me. Eventually, Robert's had to agree. He says I'm running on empty.
So... No, sure.
Not one produced by me. I'm very sorry. I just hope the village will understand.
No one could talk about anything else. It's not a very suitable conversation for after church.
What I'd like to know is how word got out in the first place. What time's lunch, Mabel?
You steal any more carrots and there won't be any lunch.
I'm sorry.
The way I heard it, someone called Jeff who works at Home Farm, is it?
Jeff, right.
Well, his wife was at the doctor's twice last week with their little boy. The first time Will was there, and on Friday, Emma, Ed and the baby.
Hardly proves they were having a DNA test, though, does it?
No, but she put it together with something she had overheard Clary say to Pat.
And the rest is history. Oh, biology.
I can't see that all these advances in science are really a good thing.
Oh, they've got to be.
Well, men have been bringing up children that's not their own for years quite happily.
Well, and you think that's okay?
And this is better? Dividing a family? Two brothers at each other's throats?
Yes, but if Emma felt she couldn't go on...
Your young women today, they want it all. And when they got it, they want even more.
Well, the waiting for the results is going to be difficult for all of them. I must call around Ambridge View and Keepers.
Not this afternoon.
No. I thought I might take the bike for a spin this afternoon.
Oh, no. I'm not cooking you a good nourishing lunch so you can go jaunting around the lanes, admiring the scenery.
Ha! I was thinking more of burning some rubber on the bypass. Anyway, as for admiring the scenery, it's November.
It's just the time to tidy up the garden.
Oh, what?
Alan, it's a disgrace. You should hear what people are saying.
I thought all they could talk about was Will and Emma.
Listen, if you're going to be smart with me, I'll start the talk myself.
David, how many times have I told you? You're going to get oil all over the yard.
No, I'm not. I've got a dish under it.
You know it always spills.
Oh, what is this? Life swap again? Give me some newspapers, then.
I've just taken them all to recycling. I told you I was going.
Oh, did you?
If you told me you were going to change the
oil... All right, look, I'll I'll put a bit of sacking down. Happy?
Ecstatic.
What's put you in such a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
Whenever anyone says that, you know they are. It's like when someone says, this is for your own good.
I'm not in a bad mood. I've just had a funny morning.
Oh, how come?
I called at the shop. It seems it was spread all around everybody at the bonfire last night that Will might not be George's father.
Mm.
And they've had a DNA test done.
Oh, no.
Terrible, isn't it?
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
It's terrible for everyone. Neil and Susan, too. And Eddie and Clary. Poor old Joe.
My love.
And before that, I saw Linda. And she's really down.
What about?
The cat and fiddle.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's talking about withdrawing from village life.
Mm.
She even says she's not doing a Christmas show.
What?
I tried to persuade her, and Robert's tried, but she's adamant.
Blimey.
I know.
She has taken it hard.
Seems like it.
Mind you, neither cat and fiddle's not a goer. Maybe Lewis would be interested.
In producing the Christmas show?
No, in the parish council. Could have got you to look when you're in the village, see if Christine's put the vacancy notices up.
Serves you right for not listening to me when I said where I was going.
I wonder if you'd do it.
Haven't you got to wait 14 days in case anyone wants an election before you can start co-opting?
Don't go telling everyone.
It's on the notice.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, is it? I mean, who around here wants the hassle of a by-election?
Not you, obviously. There might be any number of people who want one.
Oh, love, no one cares. We haven't had a by-election for the parish council for... Well, since the gunpowder plot, probably.
There's always a first time.
Nah, we'll end up co-opting. I was talking to Neil about it. He reckons we might be able to work on Roy.
If you're sounding people out about co-option, aren't you missing the most obvious candidate?
Who?
Linda, of course.
You just said she's retiring from village life.
Can we afford to lose her?
What's come over you?
Oh, come on, David. Even you said she wasn't nearly as bad as you thought when you had her overnight.
Do you want to rephrase that?
And you've got to admit, she does get things done.
Yeah, I know, and she puts people's backs up in the process.
Maybe this cat and fiddle thing's changed her. She seemed really pathetic.
Oh, love.
I'm only saying.
All right, I'll think about it. But I'm going to go on thinking about other people as well.
If you'd done this before, it could all have gone on the bonfire.
Yeah, true. Ah. Oh, come on,
but you. Last week you were too busy going to parties.
Parties? One?
You should be setting an example, Alan.
Oh, once a day little Diwali party. It's hardly Pete Doherty falling out of a nightclub at 5 a.m. and putting V-signs up at the press, is it?
Pete who?
Ask Amy. I mean, seriously, Mabel, it's hardly kept me from my parish duties. All my gardening duties come to that.
So you say.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
You were giving that Mahonia a good workout.
You sure? I'm impressed.
Well, Bert's got me well trained. Afternoon, Mabel.
Good afternoon. Satya?
Good afternoon.
Out for a stroll?
Yes. I had no idea we were coming this way.
Oh, we're just wondering where the fancy takes us.
I'm sure you are.
Mabel, why don't you show Satya the pond?
I didn't know you had a pond.
Neither did I till this afternoon.
Would you like to see it, Satya?
Not especially.
Ah. I know. You must have some apples. We've got some stored, haven't we, Mabel?
Oh, apples. I was thinking of making some chutney.
Perfect. Mabel will sort you some out.
You better come with me.
I shan't be long, Usha.
Oh, don't worry. Take as long as you like. What do they like?
Permafrost or what?
Oh, well, never mind then. Are you still okay for Thursday?
What, the film? Yeah. Have you checked the times?
I had to make the call in the bathroom. She won't let me out of her sight.
Same here.
When I said I was coming for a walk, she got her coat on before you could say suspicious. She's never voluntarily walked anywhere in her life.
It's only through Mabel I was here. I was going to take the bike out, go via your place and chuck pebbles at the window.
This is ridiculous.
It's fun, though.
Anyway, look, we haven't got long. The early show's at 5:30. Then we could have something to eat after.
Oh, sounds good to me.
I'm in court, so I think I'm going to tell Auntie I'm celebrating with a friend if we win and commiserating if we don't.
Well, that's true enough.
Yes. It is true enough, isn't it? You?
Well, as it happens, I've got a meeting with the bishop Thursday afternoon. I don't have to tell Mabel what time.
Oh, have you you got your apples? Now, how about a cup of tea, Mabel?
I've earned one, haven't I?
You're not stopping yet. Yes, we mustn't hold you up.
Well, we'll get on home. It's nearly dark.
Yeah, think of me hacking back the undergrowth with a torch strapped to my head.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. You've got evensong at Darrington at 6.
And another visitor.
Oh, dear, it's Linda. She'll be wanting an inquest on the cat and fiddle, I bet.
Good afternoon.
So, those are my reasons, Alan. I hope you understand.
Yeah, but giving up the Christmas show...
Oh, please don't try and tell me I'm irreplaceable, because I'm not. You made a very able director yourself.
Well, I can't take it on.
But everyone thought you were so good.
Yeah, nearly killed me on top of the services and everything. No, never again.
Well, I'm sorry. I really am sorry if it leaves the village with no production at all, but I just can't do it this year.
Well, I'm truly sorry, Linda.
Thank you.
You'd be much missed. Although,
yes? Well,
to be honest, I always thought the Christmas show was a waste of your talent.
Please don't be nice to me.
Seriously. Have you heard Jack's resigned from the parish council?
Yes, I did hear.
Well, they're going to be looking to co-opt someone. You'd be perfect.
Maybe another time.
Linda, I know you're very down, but if you let this opportunity go by, then when you pick up again, you'll be kicking yourself. You know you're interested in anything local, planning, leisure.
Well, yes.
You've got so much experience. It's a crime to waste it. Will you at least consider it?
Well, I'll see, Alan.
Alan, you're to be thinking about getting to Darrington.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm just going. Thank you for the tea, Mabel.
You're welcome.
You get on. I'll see myself out.
Oh, thanks. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Is she all right?
Yeah, well, she was hoping I'd take on the Christmas show.
And you won't.
No way. I'm trying to carve out a bit more time for myself these days.
Are you? Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, mind how you use it, because the devil makes work for idle hands.
David's powers of persuasion are being tested.
It's very good of you to ask me.
Well, it's all I can do at this stage, sort of sound people out. We've got to wait 14 days in case anyone pops up wanting an election.
Ah, quite.
Not that they will.
Sorry, will it disturb you if you just photocopy these colouring sheets?
No, you carry on, Hayley.
Oh, thanks.
Look, David, I'm very flattered.
Lewis, you'd be a real asset to the parish council.
But I'm going to have to decline.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Oh. But I thought, you know, with all your expertise...
Well, as I say, I'm flattered, but I'm afraid I still do the occasional architectural odd job, you know. I'm only semi-retired.
Oh, I see.
And what with that and keeping Julia happy, I'm busy enough.
Right. Well, can't force you, I suppose. Pity, but that's democracy.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you'll find someone else.
Oh, I hope so. I have got a couple of other ideas.
Well, very best of luck.
Thanks. Hayley, I don't suppose Roy's said anything to you, has he? Neil was going to ask him.
Yeah, he did, and I'm afraid Roy told him where to go.
Oh.
And if Roy had agreed, I'm afraid I'd have told him to think again. He's got enough on.
Oh, right, well, that's a pretty clear message from the electorate. Well, better push on then. Try and twist some arms.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye. Shall I leave this on standby?
Yes, please. Oh, dear, I'd better take up Julia's tray.
Her early morning tea?
Yes, well, I know for some people it's nearer lunchtime,
oh,
but...
No, it's nice work if you can get it.
Well, she did keep me up very late last night.
Oh, are you sure you want to tell me this?
She's got it into her head. She's going to produce the Christmas show.
What?
Well, Linda's not doing it this year.
And Julia thinks
that... I spent most of the evening trying to dissuade her from staging Cavalcade.
Never heard of it.
No. Well, it's not very often performed.
Why not?
Well, it could be a little matter of the 180 speaking parts.
How many?
Aren't that many talented amateur actors in the whole of Borsetshire.
Or untalented ones, come to that.
Yes, quite. Anyway, I'm sure we can come up with something more suitable.
Sounds like you have your work cut out, whatever.
I strongly suspect I shall. She's got some pretty ambitious plans for the set, for a start.
Yeah, I bet she has.
Oh.
Lewis! Ah. Lewis, could you just come with me, please?
You've got to be joking.
Well, there's nothing to laugh about with the parish council.
Oh, you're doing a great job of selling it.
Tony, won't you even think about it?
No, I won't. Look, I only started milking again yesterday. With this back of mine, all I'm good for in the evenings is lying down flat with a can of beer, not sitting on a hard chair in the village hall watching Derek Fletcher foam at the mouth.
Well, I have to.
Yeah, and I admire you for it. I really do. Oh, but I'm sorry, David. At the end of the day, I'm just too clapped out.
Are you sure you haven't come back to work too soon?
Well, I had to. Couldn't ask Tom to carry on like he was. And I didn't want to go on paying Neil.
No.
No, we just can't afford it. The shop's only just breaking even. No one really knows what this single payment's going to mean.
Well, you've got to be in a better position than us. At least you've got all the added value with your stuff.
Yeah, and you've got the Hillifords and Hassett Hills.
Thank God, the way the milk price is.
Oh, I thought your margins were up.
Well, they are, because we're still managing to take some costs out. But with the price being so pathetic...
It's not really making much difference.
No, not enough, anyway. There's a meeting tonight about the SFP, you know, the NFU.
Yeah, I was thinking of going.
Oh, so you can manage to sit on a chair for that? I thought you said you were flat out by the evening.
Yeah, well, flat things that do me good to get out.
Yeah, and the fact that it's at the Feathers with the bars got nothing to do with it?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Do you want a lift?
Oh, yes, please. That'd be great.
Okay, about seven-ish?
Oh, fine, yes, thanks.
What did she mean? Will might not be George's father.
Don't worry about it, dear. It's only Ivy Horobin.
But she should know. She's Emma's...
Grandma.
I know. I was just going to say.
Sorry, Jack.
I was in the ball when she came in and said about the baby. I bought her a brandy and baby sham.
She's still drinking that.
What do you mean? This was when Emma was born.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant that.
So why was she saying... what was she saying again?
Oh, really, dear, don't worry about it. Perhaps she'd been on the brandy and baby sham again.
Do you think so?
Oh, look, it's Tony.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Afternoon.
What have you got there?
Yoghurts for the shop.
Oh.
Pat's got me on light duties.
Very wise.
Why is that, then?
Well, I've been laid up, Jack, with a bad back.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
I think we'd better get home. Put your gloves on, dear. It's chilly.
Gloves? I don't seem to...
Did you leave them inside?
I don't know.
I'll go and see.
No. It's all right. I'll go.
Well, get Betty to help you. They might be by the poppy tray. Oh.
Bad day.
He can't help it.
No, I know, but... Well, you look tired, Mum. Wouldn't you like a break?
I'm fine.
Well, we could look after Jack. Me and Pat. Or Jennifer.
I don't think so, dear. Not after the last time at Home Farm.
No, I mean, one of us could go and stay at the lodge. That'd be better, surely.
It's kind of you, but I really don't like to leave him.
Well, you're wearing yourself out.
I feel so selfish. He deserves a break, too.
Well, not as much as you do.
Perhaps we could both get away somewhere.
Where?
I don't know quite. I'd have to think about it.
Got them.
Well done.
I'd better get these inside. You think about it, Mum. But talk to me and Pat first, won't you?
I will.
See you, Jack.
Yes, bye. What is it you've got to think about?
How would you like to go away somewhere, dear?
Go away? Where? You're not going to...
No. The two of us. Somewhere where you wouldn't need to worry about your gloves. David!
Oh, Linda.
Oh, so glad I've caught you.
Oh, I was just about to take this feed.
It won't take long, I promise.
Oh, OK. What can I do for you?
Well, I understand you're sounding out people who might agree to be co-opted onto the parish council.
Yes.
Well, here I am.
You're offering?
After some reflection, yes, I am. I, I've decided not to undertake the Christmas show this year, you see.
Yeah, Ruth said.
Anyway, it means I should have the time and energy to devote myself fully to parish affairs.
I see. Well, thanks, Linda. That's very good of you. It's very, very, public-spirited, especially when you've just had such a big disappointment.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm trying my best to put that behind me.
Right.
So do you think my offer will have the support of the council?
Well, can't speak for the others, obviously, but we're having a sort of informal meeting on Thursday. We've all been sounding out various people, and I'll put it to them then.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
sorry. Hi, Nigel.
I'm sorry to bother you, David, but do you think you could come over?
Was something wrong?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. It's Mummy. She's dead.
Oh, my God. I'll be right there. God, Nigel, I'm just so sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry to drag you over here, but...
Oh, don't be silly.
It's just...
No, a bit of moral support.
Only Lewis, well, he's not for six, really. We all are.
Of course. Where's Elizabeth?
Oh, she's... We've got a big conference in. She's having to cope with that.
Oh, nightmare.
Yes. And she's trying to get in touch with people. You know.
How... How did it happen?
I found her. Well, Mrs. Pugsley grabbed me to take Mummy's tea up, and there she was, in bed. It was obvious. She was cold.
Oh, Nigel. What was it, do you know?
No. Well, it's got to be a post-mortem. She hadn't been ill, hadn't seen a doctor.
Right. Poor old thing.
Nigel?
No.
Oh, hello, David.
Lewis, I'm so sorry. Look, if there's anything that we can help with, anything at all...
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, please sit down.
Mm. Well, we can't do much yet. We can't get a death certificate until at least tomorrow, probably Wednesday.
No.
So we can't start planning anything.
Well, you could a bit. I mean... Well, I'm sorry to ask, but do you know what Julia's wishes would have been?
Oh, well, it'll be at Loxley Barrett. All the Pargeters are buried at Loxley Barrett.
Right, well, you could always give the vicar a ring, just to see, you know, what days he could suggest for the funeral.
Oh, I see. I suppose that might be an idea.
It's just a thought.
I'll have to talk to Camilla. She's coming up. She's probably on her way now.
Right.
And Ellen, of course. We can't get hold of her.
Oh, yes, Ellen.
I think she must be away. That'd be an idea, though, wouldn't it, Lewis?
I'm sorry?
To ring the vicar?
Excuse me. Sorry.
No, come in, Hilly.
It's just to say Cathy's put soup and sandwiches and stuff in the dining room.
Oh, right.
I know no one feels like it, but you've got to eat. Lewis, you ought to have something.
No, I honestly couldn't.
Come on.
She was so... Last night, she was so full of energy. She had so many ideas for this Christmas show. Who's going to take that on now?
Don't worry about that, Lewis.
No, it's not your problem. Come on, Lewis.
No, really.
Look, come and have some coffee, at least.
Oh, well, yes. All right, then.
That's it. And don't you forget to either, Nigel.
No. Thanks. She's been wonderful, offering to stay late.
Good. Well, you take her up on it.
Yes. I'm going to collect the children from school, though, and tell them.
It's very hard on you.
Well...
It is. You and Julia, you know... You okay, mate?
I don't know, really. I've hardly had time to... I've got to keep going for Lewis. And for Lizzie.
Well, you're doing a great job. Hey, you are.
Hey.
And I mean it, you know, anything we can do. All the family.
Thanks, David.
It's going to be so strange without her.
Yes. She was an amazing woman.
She was.
Despite yesterday's shocking news at Lower Loxley, Phoebe has something to be excited about.
Come on, Phoebe, stop messing about.
I'm not going to school. I'm not going to school.
Oh, you won't be going anywhere if you don't eat your breakfast.
I will.
Just eat it.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my mum.
Phoebe!
Dad, tell her.
What's this?
We're going to Birmingham, aren't we?
Yeah, of course we are. We've got a real busy day. We've got Sea Life Centre and a ride on the wheel, and you never know, they might have their Christmas lights up already.
Yeah!
Right, I'm taking this away. If you're hungry later, it's your lookout.
We'll get you something there, Phoebe, don't worry.
Right, fill her up with sweets again.
Go and clean your teeth, eh, sweetheart?
Then are we going?
Yep, so get your coat on. Hayley.
What?
There's no need for that.
Look, Roy, Kate's back and it's all happy, family's fine. But all this taking Phoebe out of school.
2 days.
She's only just had half term. And Kate didn't even give you any notice about this one.
Look, she's got hold of these comps. I thought you'd be pleased.
Like the school's going to be.
Look, they'll understand. It's not like it's a regular thing.
Seems pretty regular to me.
How often does Kate come over? This is only, like, the second time in about 5 years, for heaven's sake.
Ready.
You have never cleaned your teeth.
I have.
Not properly. You've only been gone 2 seconds.
Dad.
Go and give her another brush, Phoebe.
But I already have.
Just for luck, eh? Go on.
Absolute rubbish.
Thanks very much, Alice.
You had about a millimetre spare.
I thought I was doing pretty well.
I don't ride very often and I haven't jumped for years.
Yeah, excuses, excuses.
Oh, it's lovely out here.
A bit chilly.
Fresh. The colours.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right for you with your year-round sunshine.
You can get sick of it. And it does rain out there, you know.
I wouldn't mind a bit of rain.
Come and stay any time. Just you, not with Mum and Dad.
Thanks, Kate, I will.
You could have a gap year.
Yeah!
Seriously? We always need volunteers on the AIDS project.
That'd be fantastic. Would you think Dad would agree?
He can't not, can he? It's not like you'd just be dossing.
No.
You could stay with us for 6 months, then go travelling.
Oh, my God, that'd be wicked.
Well, think about it.
Do I have to?
We better get back. Roy'll be round soon.
What are you two doing today?
We're hitting Birmingham.
Oh, you're lucky. You going to the shops?
I doubt it. It's for Phoebe, really.
You can't go to Birmingham and not shop.
I know, but it'd be nice to buy her some new things, though.
Can I come?
What about college?
I've only got periods 2 and 3. I can easily catch them up.
Sure?
Yeah, and since Dad's not around to have a go.
Well, great. Come then. There's room in the car.
As long as I won't be in the way.
Meaning?
Well, you and Roy. I don't want to be a gooseberry.
Don't be stupid.
What's it like seeing him again? I know what might have been.
With Roy? I don't think so.
Well, it's a pretty weird setup, you and him. Classic 21st century fractured family.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm so stupid. This is perfect for my psychology.
Whoa. I am not being part of your coursework.
No, I'm sorry, Kate, but this is amazing. I absolutely have to come today.
Alice.
Observe everyone's interaction. When I'm not in the shops, of course.
So the vicar says Tuesday or Thursday?
Yes. And I don't think Tuesday is going to be any good. We don't even know if they'll do the post-mortem today.
No. Well, let's think in terms of Thursday, then.
Yes. And it gives Ellen a bit more time.
Thank God she finally rang back. I was beginning to think you'd have to leave a message.
I know. Lewis.
There are quite a few guards in the post.
Already?
And the phone hasn't stopped.
No.
I'm afraid I'm... I can't talk to anyone just yet.
No, of course. Though Mum and Dad are coming at lunchtime, I hope you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
We were just talking about the funeral. We think the 17th, Thursday.
Oh, I see. That's better for you, is it, with the business?
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. We'll cope whenever it is. Is it OK for you?
Any day's OK with me.
Right.
Not as if I've got anything to do.
You have. There's the music to think about. Readings.
Yes. I mean, we don't want to sort of take over, unless you want us to.
You found such a beautiful reading for the wedding.
Yes.
Maybe you could have a think anyway.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Good. We'll do it between us.
Oh, God, it'll be Kathy. One of us has got to go and welcome the pharmaceutical people, Nigel.
I'll do it.
Come in.
It's only me. Oh. I'm sure I'm disturbing you, but...
No, Usha, come in.
I don't want to intrude, but... I've come to say I'm so sorry. I brought you these. Oh. Useless, I know, but...
I love flowers. That's very kind.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
And Alan says he'd like to call in sometime, Lewis, if that's all right with you.
Yes, that would be good. I'd like to see him.
Good. Well, if you'll excuse me, Usha, I've got some delegates I've got to see to.
Of course.
And, I think I might have a look through some poems.
That's a good idea.
Thanks for coming, Usha.
It's nothing.
No, I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. He looks terrible.
I know.
How are you coping?
We're all a bit stunned, I can imagine. I feel desperate for Nigel and for Lewis. And, we all know I didn't always hit it off with Julia. All I can think about are the times I snapped at her or she drove me to distraction. Now I'll never have to be exasperated by her again.
Look how high!
Isn't it fantastic?
Now, this is a good view, Kate.
Not sorry you came then, Alice. Don't mind missing the shops.
No, it's okay. I can see Selfridges. I'm cool.
Oh, we're moving again.
And this time, Phoebe, we're going to look really hard for Hayley's mum and dad's house, right?
Yeah, that's right. And give them a wave, like she said.
It's that way. Okay, I'm looking.
Will was a great idea, Kate.
Yeah, it's fun. Hayley's okay about it, is she, all these days out we're having?
Yeah, of course.
She's been brilliant about me coming back and, well, sort of sweeping you off.
Yeah. Yeah, she has.
I'm so pleased because I wanted to ask you. I'd really like to have Phoebe overnight.
I see.
And not on a school night, obviously. I was wondering about Friday.
Right, yeah, I just... Well, perhaps I ought to...
And Mum would like it too, you know, a proper girly sleepover.
Who's having a sleepover?
My friend had a sleepover for her birthday.
Did she, darling? I thought you might like a sleepover with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Phoebe, that would be so fun.
Yes, please.
Yeah, all right, sit down, Phoebes, please.
I thought we could get a DVD and have pizza in front of the television.
Oh, yes, and we could get in our gym jams and make it a proper pyjama party.
Yes.
Yeah, hang on,
Can we have popcorn?
Excuse me. Is there any point having a sleepover and a DVD without popcorn?
And a ginormous bag of sweets?
I just think I ought to mention it to
you. And can you paint my toenails, Alice?
Of course.
And then first thing in the morning we can phone Nolly. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
When?
Friday, we thought, didn't we, Roy?
Yeah.
Hayley won't mind, will she?
Dad, but you've said yes!
Well, not exactly.
If there's a problem...
No, there won't be a problem. As long as Phoebes is happy... That's all me and Ailey care about.
And to make it worse, they've all gone off to Birmingham.
All right, for some.
I mean, Birmingham's my city, Emma. If anyone should be showing Phoebe Birmingham, it's me.
Well, of course you should.
All right, Georgia, get it. Here you are. Oh, it's typical Kate. You know, if she'd given Roy a bit more notice instead of... Well, I suppose I couldn't have gone with them. But everything the way it is at Lower Loxley.
Yeah, when does Kate go back?
Not soon enough. Oh, especially as she's so, like, flirty with him. Which makes me sick. Oh, look, I'm sorry. It's all rubbish. It's nothing compared with what other people are going through. I mean, poor Nigel. And poor you.
Wow.
Nearly halfway through now, anyway. The waiter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. But it's all such a waste of time and money. If Will had just accept the truth...
Well, by next week, he'll have to.
Oh, yeah, but then I don't know if he ever will. He's so fixed on George. Sometimes I don't think he's ever going to give up.
But when you've got proof, George isn't he.
He's still going to want contact, though, isn't he? Even if I was on the other side of the world, he's going to want contact. Look at Kate.
Yeah, but she's Phoebe's mum.
I don't reckon anything will put Will off. We're never going to get him off our backs.
You'll have to go into hiding.
Believe me, I would. I feel like going away and not letting anyone know where we are.
We're back.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hi. Hiya.
Wipe your feet, Phoebe. Oh. Come in, Kate.
Look what I've got.
Let's see.
I've got bubbles and a pencil and a rubber and a game with this.
Oh, no, George, leave it. Lovely. And what's that you got on?
A new coat. Mummy bought it for me.
I hope that's okay.
Of course.
She said my other one was a disgrace.
Oh, you'll be fine for school.
Well, it's my fault, I'm afraid. I was the one who dragged them round the shops.
Oh, so you went too?
Yeah.
Well, you must all have had a great day.
Right, now, where are we putting this magic castle for your dolls, then, Phoebs?
In my bedroom.
Yeah, I suppose I've got to put it together.
I'll give you a hand.
Should we take these things up as well, Phoebe, out of the way? Oh, I forgot. We bought something for Hayley, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Now, where is it? Here, you give it to her.
For you.
No, thanks, darling. A tea towel. A thoughtful.
Oh, we were a bit limited on choice.
Really?
Oh, and by the way, Roy said Phoebe can come and stay over at Home Farm on Friday.
I see.
So you can have a night to yourselves.
Great.
Come on then, Phoebe. Let's get this lot sorted out.
You see what I mean? So Phoebe's staying over there with her on Friday, just like that. And Alice gets to go along today. Oh, but not me. What do I get out of it? Bloody tea towel? Thanks very much.
Oh, Hayley. I can see what's going to happen. This is what it's going to be like for me and Ed.
Ed is making an early start.
Yeah, all right, Tess, keep the noise down. There. Good girl.
Good morning.
Hey, Clary, love, I didn't wake you up, did I?
I wasn't really asleep. Didn't think you was going this early.
No, I want to get up there, see what use I can be.
Yeah, William worries enough about shoot days without everything else he's got on.
Yeah, but at least I'll be there with him today.
Oh, dear. I don't know how much more he can stand. The whole village is talking about this test.
Yeah, I know.
And he ain't getting no rest.
God, it's not much longer to wait. Halfway through now.
Yeah, and then what? I mean, if it goes against him...
Stop running ahead, love. It could go either way.
But Emma's so sure.
Oh, she can't be.
Oh, she is, and Edward. And I don't think William could take it.
Oh, we'll cope with that when it happens. If it happens.
You will keep an eye on him today, won't you, Eddie?
Of course I will.
I just worry... I can't stop thinking with what happened to Grace.
Hey, love... Nothing like that's going to happen to our William. He'd never... Oh. Clary, love, you're worn out. Go back to bed, eh?
No. No, I'm up now. Oh, get me pie made for tonight.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll bring William back for his tea.
She's really fed up about it.
Yeah, she ought to be grateful the claim got settled out of court. We all know how expensive it is otherwise.
$12,000 the payout. Though the girl will only get about $5,000. So poor Shula's insurance is going to go up again.
Oh, heart bleeds.
You'll have a cherry brandy, won't you, Lillian? It's a bit early, Jed, even for me.
I'd better have one to steady my nerves with Lillian shooting.
Cheeky monkey. I'm a very competent shot.
Yeah, of course you are, Biscuit. Hmm. It's nice stuff, that. Brian bring it back from one of his Hungarian trips?
Well, can't remember.
He's over there again, I hear.
That's right. Till next week. In fact, it looks as though I'll be able to take Mum and Jack to the airport and then hang on to pick him up.
Mum hasn't wasted any time sorting out this holiday, has she?
What's this?
Oh, didn't I tell you? They're off to La Manga with some golfing friends.
Oh, La Manga, eh? Jack had better watch himself there.
Well, it did cross my mind. You see, I know what he was like here, away from familiar surroundings.
Still, if Peggy can't keep up with him, I'm sure there'll be plenty of other women who will.
What are you on about?
La Manga, you know. It's where those footballers got themselves into trouble. I dread to think what mischief Jack could get himself into.
Oh, no. A bit, Tiger. They'll be fine. They'll have their friends with them, and the Goodmans are only 10 minutes up the coast.
Yes, Mum won't be entirely on her own.
Yes, so stop winding us up. Take notice of him, Jenny.
Anyway, I haven't got time to worry about it today. Now, if you're both drunk up...
It's delicious.
If you now look on the bottom of your cup, there's a number engraved. Yeah. Well, that's the number of your peg.
Oh, how clever. Are these new?
Yeah, found them in Cheltenham last week.
I'm 9.
10. Right on the end.
Well, at least you're next to me, Tiger. We can swap if you like.
No, I'll live with it.
And you'll work your way into the middle. It's often better this way. You can get your eye in on the first couple of drives.
If you say so. I think we're about ready to go.
Oh, that's good. Now, Will, I put coffee and brandy and so on for after the first drive in the back of the Land Rover.
OK.
And you won't forget, will you? And I'll come out and meet you after the second drive with more and soup and sandwiches and things.
Lord, Jenny, I won't be able to move.
Just make sure you save room for lunch. Well, have a good time.
Oh, what a waste of a morning. Matt Crawford's such an idiot.
Oh, he's not exactly trying, is he?
No, he's totally messing about. And he's got half the others at it, chatting and gassing away. If he wants to gab to his mates, he can do that in the pub. He don't have to come on my shoot to do it.
No.
Oh, that roly bloke, he's usually quite a good shot. But with Matt yakking to him...
Yeah, he's hardly Billy the Kid today.
If they insist on a 200 bird day, we're going to be out here till midnight.
That's what they've paid for. What's the tally so far? I haven't looked at the game cart lately.
105.
You are?
In 3 drives. If Matt shot a couple of brace, I'd be surprised.
Oh, you want to be around the 120 mark, boy, now? We've only got this next drive before we launch.
I know. And one after. Except it won't be one after, will it?
You're going to try and fit another one in?
I'll have to.
Well, if Jennifer gets a shake on with the lunch, they could be back out by 2:30.
Oh, some hope.
Well, the sky's clear enough. The light should be good till well after 4.
It's not just that, Dad. I haven't really got another drive ready.
Can't shoot through the woods yet, can you?
No, far too many leaves still. They'll either have to shoot across the pond by Warren Coppice.
Do you think they're up to it?
Or we'll have to go right over the back of Littleton Cover. And we're saving up there for next week. Birds aren't really ready.
I don't know, son. I don't know what to say.
Well, I do, but don't get me started. Right, okay. It'll do. If you start beating back the way we've come, and don't for heaven's sake let any leak out the sides, else they'll fly straight into the power lines.
Got it.
And I've told the others.
No probs. Don't worry, son. We'll put up so many this drive, Matt couldn't miss on blindfold.
Let's hope. Meg, Mitch! Okay. Well, see you, Dad.
Yeah. See ya. Okay, Tess. You having a good day? Right. I don't want it standing empty, but I'm not about to start dropping the rent.
The birds should be coming over any time now.
Nice little house like that. Smack on the green. What I want is a couple of young professionals in there like last time.
Matt?
I had 3 students come after it. Can you imagine? I don't want any of those yobs trashing the place.
Hadn't you better get back to your peg?
No, you're trying to get rid of me.
I'm trying to concentrate. So should you be, and the others.
Aye, aye, lads. This is the last time we're bringing Matron here. She says you've got to stand by your pegs.
Shush.
Well, you are taking it seriously, Puss.
Yes, I am. Oh, look, here they come. See?
No, don't go for that one. Yours, Jerry.
Oh, Matt, you
you put me off?
Sorry.
Oh, go and shoot your own birds. Go on and stop trying to tell me how to do mine.
Well, sounds like a challenge to me. And may the best shot win.
And the whiskey for you, Rowley. Hope I haven't drowned it.
Jennifer, excuse me.
Will, what do you have?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I wanted to ask, what time are they sitting down?
Oh, about a quarter of an hour.
I see.
Well, is there a problem?
No, nothing for you to worry about. It's just I'm going to have to fit in an extra drive this afternoon.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'll cope.
Yeah, that last drive was the best.
What? I don't think you bagged a single one.
Nah, it's all sport, isn't it? You're here to enjoy yourself.
Well, I found I enjoy myself more when my shot ratio isn't 5-1.
Are you having a dig?
Come on, as all that huge pile of cartridges.
I hope you're not going to get overly competitive, Lillian.
Oh, afraid who'll come out on top?
Oh, let me tell you, I have offered.
Can I ask you something?
You talk to me.
Have you got any idea of the work that goes into raising these birds and putting on a good shoot?
Excuse me? Yeah, nice one, puss.
What?
She's put you up to this, hasn't she? Give me a bit of a wigging, huh?
What happened?
You and your mates will be the first to complain if you don't make your 200 birds by the end of the day. So how about giving me a break and actually trying to shoot some of what I'm sending over? Come here.
I think you've forgotten who pays your wages, son. Look, I know you're having a hard time at the moment. Every Tom, Dick and Harry knows what's going on between you and your brother. But it's nobody's problem but your own. And when you're at work, you leave your problems at the gate,
OK? All right, Matt, that's enough.
Yeah, all right. Now, I'm warning you. You speak to me like that again, and you'll be losing your job as well as your wife and kid. Got it? I said, have you got it?
Will? Is everything all right, Matt?
It is now.
We're back.
Oh, at last.
Yeah, sorry, lover. I thought it'd be quicker to just get home than ring you again.
Having to put on an extra drive, I don't know. Hello, William, though.
Hi, Mum.
Must be worn out.
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, fine. Better than your granddad, anyway. He had his flu jab today, and to hear him, he's a right wounded soldier.
All right, I'll go say hello.
Yeah, you do. Tea's ready when you are, love.
Okay.
So what's been going on?
Oh, you want the gossip? Number one, the Green's up for rent again.
Eh?
Susan's been to visit Clive, his birthday or something.
No, Eddie, I'm not interested in all that. I mean, William.
He's just a bit knocked off a bit, having to put on his extra drive this afternoon.
But why? Why did you have to have one?
It's all down to Matt Crawford.
What's he done?
He was just fooling around, acting more like it was a cocktail party than a shoot.
William can't stand that.
No, and he was distracting the others. A 200 bird day, right?
Yeah.
By dinner time, they only shot just over 100.
That's terrible.
So the afternoon to finish off, we had to go all over Littleton Cover and do a drive he wanted to hold back till next week.
Oh, must have been living.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least by then, Matt had pulled himself together. Lillian's a really good shot. Mind you, she had a good teacher.
Oh.
Me. Started her off with my air gun.
Of course, yeah. So, did they get the 200 in the end?
Near enough.
Oh, that's a good thing. Even so. Ah, well, you must have been biting his tongue with that. Eddie?
He, had a go at him dinner time. I didn't want to tell
him. Oh, love, oh, no.
It's all right, Lillian calmed Matt down.
But
Jennifer's
sure.
Not even going to tell Brian. She took me to one side at the end.
What does William say about it?
Just said he lost it. Look, don't bring it up again, will you?
Well, no, of course not. But this is exactly what I
mean. He's okay now.
No, he ain't, Eddie. If this is how he reacts to Matt Crawford messing around, what's he going to be like when this test result goes against him, eh?
We don't know that it will.
Oh, but I do. Come on, Eddie, you know as well as I do that George is Edward's baby. And it's going to break William's heart.
Auntie Satya's fussing again.
Just coffee?
Auntie, you know it's all I ever have.
But I thought as you're going into court...
The clerks have got biscuits.
Biscuits? You can't live on biscuits.
Actually, you probably could. And a few vitamins.
Don't be ridiculous.
And then try and bring a case against the manufacturers for making you fat and unhealthy.
I never heard such nonsense.
You're right, it'll never stand up. Now, I'm sorry, I have to be going.
What time will you be back?
I'm not sure. But depending how court goes, I'm meeting a friend. Either to celebrate or commiserate.
A colleague?
No, just a friend. We thought we might go to a film.
I see.
And what are you going to do with yourself all day?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, such a pity Marjorie's moved. We'll have to try and go over and see her before you go home.
That'd be nice.
But it's a shame you haven't found another friend like her in the village.
There's no one quite like Marjorie.
True. I just meant someone you could get along with.
I had quite a nice chat with Christine the other day.
Yes, but someone who... Well, someone who's lived somewhere else apart from Ambridge, who might share your perspective on it.
I don't need anyone to share my perspective, thank you very much. I know what I think.
Oh, I know you do. I don't doubt that for one minute.
Anyway, I shall be quite happy by myself. I've got the radio for company.
Oh, if you're sure.
I might spend a nice, quiet day cooking.
I shan't want anything this evening.
I need to fill up your freezer. Do you know what I've found in there?
A half-eaten chalk ice. I can explain.
What?
Someone came to the door in the middle of me.
I am talking about that biryani. Oh. Yes, from the supermarket. And it's not the first time. Usha, in all these years, have you not listened to a word I say?
Tony!
In here, Pat. Oh, have you got the Echo?
Yeah, I stopped at the garage on my way back from Hollerton. Oh, that pak choi looks good.
Oh, never mind that. What's it like?
Haven't looked yet. Wanted to do it with you. Ah. Oh, they flagged it up on the front, look.
Special local food supplement. Very posh. Bet Tom was the first in the shop, buying up a dozen copies.
Let's see. Oh, here we are. Oh.
What?
Tom's not going to be very pleased with that.
Oh, I'm afraid you've caught me out. I was so frantic yesterday with a shoot. I'm having rather a lazy morning.
Oh, yes? Planning a nice leisurely read of the Echo?
I haven't been out and got one yet.
Well, I can save you the trouble.
Oh? What's it like?
Take a look. Centre pages.
Oh, that's good. What a lovely photo.
Of you and Brian, yes. You have to look a little bit harder for one of me. In fact, you have to turn the page. Then, if you've got a magnifying glass, you might see a very small one of me with the pigs, in black and white.
Oh, yes, how sweet.
It's not sweet, Jennifer. It's not sweet at all.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom.
It gives totally the wrong impression, and the article is even worse.
Oh, dear.
The way it reads, people are going to come away with completely the wrong idea about the product.
Well, if you've got a complaint, Tom, we could always ring the editor.
My complaint's not with the Echo. It's with Brian. Read it.
I don't believe it. When was that picture taken?
Judging by the cars, about 1966.
Is that guy on the zebra crossing really wearing a pork pie hat?
Oh, you'd have to be desperate to buy anything from one of these naff local adverts.
Well, now's your chance. Come on, Usha. You must have a special occasion coming up.
Not one that'd call for an outfit like that. Trick or treat was last week.
Oh, poor old Fenella of Felpisham. Another lost sale.
Too right. So, how was the bish?
Oh, it was great form. He was asking if we could think of anyone for this interfaith consultation group he's setting up.
I hope you didn't suggest me.
You'd be very good.
And you're very persuasive. But I hardly think I've got a great track record in bringing disparate groupings together.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Were you at the same Diwali party as me?
Yeah. You know, I just can't understand why Mabel and Satya haven't hit it off. I thought they'd get on like a...
Tandoori on fire?
Well, yeah. They seem to have everything else in common.
Wide-fit shoes and obsessive cooking.
Not only that, they've both got interesting backgrounds. They've both had to adapt to life in a new country.
Yes, well, maybe that's part of the problem.
What?
Prejudice isn't only one way, you know.
Well, I do know, but...
Well, it's not just that they've taken a dislike to each other. They've taken a respective dislike to you and me.
Oh, I know, that's incredible.
Auntie hates us having anything to do with each other. She's even started talking about Ashoka again. Maybe I should have given India a go, etc.
What?
It's ludicrous. And the economy with the truth to get here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I know. My conscience is pricking me a little. I'm going to be extra nice to Mabel tomorrow. Listen to her stories. Help her look for her glasses for the umpteenth time.
You're always nice. If you could square it with your conscience, we can go back to mine for coffee after we've eaten.
Well, that's a bit risky, isn't it?
No. Reject. Auntie's walked all the way over to Bridge Farm today, bought up half their annual production, lugged it home and cooked it. She'll be spark out by nine.
Jennifer's delighted with it, I suppose. Well, of course she is. So would I be if I was taking the credit for somebody else's hard work.
Yeah, Betty said she came in and bought a whole stack of echoes to give to her friends.
Oh, typical. It's a complete travesty, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Anyone reading it is going to come away thoroughly confused.
There's hardly any mention of how you started the brand.
And I told them all about John as well, how it was his business to start with.
Did you, love?
Well, yeah, of course I did. It was Brian taking all the credit for our partnership... And the fact that the photo of him and Jennifer's splashed across two pages, and the one of me's about passport size...
And only black and white. Mm. Even the one of Morris is in colour.
Yeah, I know. People are going to think Brian named his sausages after his pig man.
What did Jennifer have to say?
Oh, you can guess, can't you? Waffled on about the only bad publicity being no publicity. Said I was taking it too personally and reading it too subjectively. I mean, how else am I supposed to read it?
Oh, pity Brian's not around.
Well, she told me to speak to him about it when he gets back. It's all too late now anyway.
You know, I thought when he first started going out with Jennifer, here's a guy who's on the make.
Oh, that's the bit that made me cringe. When he says how proud he is to have married into one of the great farming dynasties of Borsetshire.
Mm, I didn't seem much like it when he was chasing every bit of skirt in the county.
No.
Another beer, Tom?
Yeah, please.
Oh, love, is it your back?
No, it's all right. Just when I've been sitting for too long.
Not much chance of that, eh, Dad?
Oh, definitely not.
You are managing all right without me, though.
Oh, yes, don't worry. I'm not going to draft you in again. You've done far more than your fair share lately.
Well, you can help it.
We couldn't have kept the place going at all without you.
We certainly couldn't. We owe you a big thank you.
The timing was quite lucky, actually. Once this order for the catering butcher kicks in next week...
You'll be busy. Mm. Anyway, best of luck with it.
Thanks, Dad.
You've done really well to get that.
And only what... A month after you were delisted?
Yeah. Well, I suppose I have to give Brian a bit of credit there. Not that I couldn't have done it myself if he'd given me the chance.
Of course you could.
No, but when you look at it, Tom, as your mum says, here you are a month on and you've more than salvaged the business. You've managed to hang on to Morris.
Yeah, and Susan's happy. She's got this office job she's always wanted.
Oh, and thanks to my back, we've even managed to put a bit of work Neil's way.
All right. So you're saying it was a good thing?
I'm just majoring on the positive.
Well, sorry, Dad, but that's got to be a first for you.
He got all his moaning out of his system at the NFU meeting the other night.
Great. Go every week.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Right, I think I'll go and watch that car programme I recorded.
OK, love.
You coming, Dad?
Yes, in a minute. I'll give your mum a hand.
OK. Thanks for supper, Mum.
Ah, that's all right, love. Well, that's a bit of a first too. Lately.
Yeah. We haven't watched telly together for ages.
Well done, love.
What's that for?
For not saying it. I could practically see the I told you so bubble.
Are you sure it's safe?
I told you she'll be dead to the world.
Dreaming up new schemes to keep us apart. A perimeter fence, perhaps?
Shh. It all sounds quiet. Come in.
Thanks.
I'll put the light on.
Right. Oh. Oh, it's such as blooming easy fit shoes. Easy trip, more like.
Shh. Usha, is that you?
Oh.
Yes, it's me, Auntie. Go back to sleep.
I'm not in bed. I'm in the bath. Is your friend with you?
How does she do that? Mirrors?
Radar? No? ESP?
I suppose it is quite late. Anyway, I'm coming down.
No, really?
It won't take me a minute to get dry.
Oh, don't worry. You go to bed.
I think I'd better be off.
Don't be so silly. I'll heat you up some food.
There's no need. I've had something.
A nice cauliflower bhaji.
No, honestly.
Some saag aloo then. I know it's your favourite.
Is it? I must remember that.
Oh, you're not helping.
I'd like a chat anyway.
On the other hand, perhaps I'll stick around. I'd love to see her face.
This is a nightmare. It's like being married to the mob.
What could we talk about, do you reckon? Price of potatoes? East-West relations?
I'll just plait my hair.
I think I'd better be off before she lets the sniffer dogs out.
I'm so sorry, Alan.
It's not your fault.
I've had a lovely evening.
Me too. And cheer up. You've still got a nice chat with Satcha to look forward to.
Thanks.
Well, I ought to get back anyway. Mabel will probably be waiting for me with a rolling pin.
Worse still, something she's made with the rolling pin.
Which she'll slap in front of me the minute I get through the door and stand over me till I eat it. Honestly, I feel like one of Eddie's geese.
Right. Ready.
Oh, that was quick. Right. Night-night.
Night.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Night.
Night.
What are you doing? You haven't even got your coat off.
I was just... It's a lovely night.
Letting the cold in like that.
Sorry.
Come through and tell me about your day. I haven't spoken to a soul.
Right.
And I'll make us some hot hibiscus tea. A lovely night.
It's a busy day for David and Ruth.
Linda must be on her way to work. I've left her a message at home and on her voicemail at Grey Gables.
You got off lightly then.
Well, she's still going to ring back though, isn't she? She's going to want to know exactly why the parish council doesn't want her.
Yeah, I suppose she will.
What am I going to tell her? I mean, I can hardly say that Derek Fletcher laughed so hard he practically had a nosebleed.
No.
Anyway, listen, Mum rang, worrying about what we're going to do with Ben for the funeral, because she won't be able to have him, obviously.
I'm kind of hoping Healy might have a creche.
Oh.
I mean, they've got to do something with Pierce, haven't they?
Mm.
And Freddie and Lily, unless they're coming.
Yeah, that's true. Look, do you think that it might be some consolation if I told Linda that we chucked out Derek and Neil's suggestions as well?
But if you can't agree on anyone you might co-opt, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Go on thinking, I suppose. There's got to be someone who'd be acceptable to everyone and who actually wants to do it. Well, we've got another 10 days before we can even think about co-option anyway.
Morning!
Oh, no, she was on her way here.
Morning, Linda!
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry to bother you when you just have family matters to think about, but I couldn't stand the suspense.
Well, I left you a couple of messages, actually.
Oh, good news, I hope?
Well, no, actually, I'm afraid. The parish council as a whole can't really accept your offer.
I see.
We recognise, well, I certainly recognise everything that you bring to the role, all the...
enthusiasm?
Yes, enthusiasm, and everything else. But the thing is, you see, we're trying to get a particular mix of skills on the council.
A mix?
Yeah, a balance, I suppose, of, you know, what different people are good at, without any duplication, you see. So we're, well, we're going to go on looking, sounding people out, if that's all right. Sorry, Linda.
No, it's quite all right, I understand. I'm getting used to disappointment after my experience with the cat and fiddle.
I'm sorry, I really am, but look, why not think again about something where you know you're needed?
What?
The Christmas show.
Oh, no, I don't
think
that.
Why not? I know Alan's been worrying about it.
I've already told him, not this year.
That is a real pity, because Julia was thinking about taking it on, you know.
Was she?
Yeah, but now...
I'd no idea.
No, well, it's just... It would be a lovely thing if you'd do it, sort of in memory of her.
Oh, dear.
Go on.
Well, I suppose I could think about it.
Snow White, you thought, didn't you?
Yes.
You don't think a panto would be in any way disrespectful to Julia, do you?
No, I don't see why. She was a trooper herself, wasn't she?
Yes, of course. Well, in that case, I don't suppose I could tempt you into being a dwarf.
I thought it might do me good.
And did it?
Not really. Well, a bit.
Oh, Nigel.
It was a stroke, you know.
Yes, I know.
Did Lizzie tell you?
Yes, she did.
Oh, dear. Shula, you can come to the funeral, can't you?
Oh, of course, we'll both be there.
Good. Only I'm sure Thursday won't be convenient for everyone.
Well, everyone I've spoken to is coming.
Are they? So many people have rung. They're all very sweet, but I've kind of lost track.
Yes. Oh, Nigel. You and your mum were so close.
It's so unreal.
I know.
I feel like I'm sleepwalking.
Yes.
I had to register the death yesterday. It's the loneliest thing I've ever done.
Oh, Nigel.
Lizzie was with me, but...
Dad was with me. It doesn't make any difference.
No. I still remember coming to see you after Mark died. And you said you were on your own and you always would be.
I know, it feels like that.
It really does. I know I've got Lizzie and the children. I'm so lucky, just incredibly lucky. But, you know, that's it, isn't it? Head of the family now.
Yes.
Well, I had been for ages, I suppose. Really. But as long as Mummy was there...
It's not the same.
No.
Oh, Nigel, come here.
It's no good.
I'm just finishing this passport for the one that's off the Crowthers.
I can't do it to her.
The heifer?
No, Linda.
Can't do what?
I can't deny her the chance to be on the parish council. I'm going to ring her and let her know that if she can muster 10 electors by Monday week, she can force a by-election.
David!
I know. Just don't tell Derek Fletcher.
Are you sure about this?
Well, you saw how miserable she was about it.
Well, yeah, but I thought now she seems to have taken the Christmas shawl back on.
Yeah, well, that's only till Christmas, isn't it? And then what's she going to do?
It's very noble of you.
I know. But anyway, look, it's like with Julia, isn't it? You just never know what's going to happen. And I don't want Linda on my conscience.
No, fair enough.
So can I get to the phone before I change my mind?
Sure.
Thanks.
Afternoon.
Oh, Will. Oh, don't worry, I haven't got Scruff with me.
What? Oh, look, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. You were quite within your rights.
Maybe, but I didn't have to go mad at you.
Well,
No, I've got to watch my temper. It's going to get me into trouble.
You're under a lot of pressure at the moment.
As the old world seems to know.
Well, I didn't mean that
you... No, it's all right. Can I join you?
Oh, of course. This is one of my favourite views.
Yeah, mine too. Down through the beech wood.
It's lovely at any time of year.
Yeah. I feel better out in the woods. Everything doesn't, like, get so on top of me out here.
No.
I hate being inside. It's horrible in the house.
Nature is helpful, isn't she?
Yeah.
I certainly find it so. And one needs to think.
What have you got to think about then?
Oh, lots of... Oh, no, nothing really. Not in comparison to what you're going through.
No, go on, what?
Well, I'm trying to weigh up what to do. First, I let one thing go, only to lose another. Well, that is, I said I wouldn't take on the Christmas show this year.
Oh, yeah, Dad said something.
But now I seem to have let myself be talked back into it.
Yeah?
The problem is, what I was really hoping for was the parish council.
I see.
It seems they don't want me.
Sorry, Linda, I'm not with you.
Well, I said I was willing to be considered for co-option, but there didn't seem to be enough backing.
But, well, the vacancy notices only went up, what, Monday?
I haven't seen them, I've been so busy.
Well, so any talk about co-options, just talk. They've got to wait a fortnight anyway.
A fortnight?
Yeah. Read the notice. Because if 10 electors come forward within 14 days of it going up, they can force a by-election anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, George told me. I suppose it was when David was co-opted.
Yes.
sort if I've been thinking straight.
You don't, though, do you, sometimes?
No.
You can't.
No. But I wonder why David didn't. Oh, well. Thank you, Will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You going to do it, then?
Get 10 signatures? Yes, I think I might.
Why not? Go for it.
I wish I could offer you some help in your situation.
No one can.
When will you hear?
Monday, Tuesday, I send a letter.
I see. Well, I hope you and Emma will find a way through, whatever the outcome.
I'm not giving up on George, whatever it is.
Good for you.
I'm going to go on fighting for him.
You do.
Suppose I'd better get on. Get around the birds again.
Well, why don't you go home first? Have a cup of tea.
Home? Doesn't feel like home anymore. I hate it.
Oh, Will.
Emma never wanted to live there, you know. Said it was an unhappy house.
Oh, dear.
She was right, wasn't she?
It'll be happy again. You'll be happy again. Oh, you will. And you're going to keep fighting. You are. You stay strong for George.
Yeah.
You do it for him.
Right, let's have a look.
Thanks for doing this with me, Lizzie.
You haven't got to keep thanking me. Anyway, Julia would never forgive us if we let her make her final exit not looking her best.
No. I thought Lewis might want to choose there.
He definitely wants to hang on to her wedding outfit.
Yes, he was very clear about that.
Well, that's fair enough. There's so much to choose from. How about this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think a long dress, don't you?
Yes, I suppose. Oh, Lizzie. I don't think I can do this.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I haven't got to do it today, if you're not ready.
I don't know when I will be ready, though.
She was stunning, wasn't she?
She was 18 when that was taken. The Betty Grable of Lewisham.
Yeah. And the thing is, she was still beautiful. At the wedding.
Mm. Lewis made her very happy. I do keep telling him that.
Yeah, I know you do. You made her happy too, Nigel.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You did. She was very proud of you. She might never have told you, but she was. You didn't see how she was looking at you when you were doing your best man speech.
Really?
Yes.
I did love her, Lizzie.
I know. She loved you.
I know she was impossible, but...
Remember when she had her bed transported down to Nelson's and they had to take the window out to get it in?
Poor old Nelson. Oh, he was wonderful with her.
He'd have been a whole chapter in her autobiography, I bet. What was she going to call it?
Without Bitterness. From Lemons to Lower Loxley.
Lemons, honestly.
Oh, Lizzie.
Come on, sweetheart.
I'm going to miss her.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.